Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I'm so glad that you're here. We're diving into God's Word, hoping that it will change our hearts, and then we can change policy, change our direction of our communities, change the public square. So we're excited that you're here today. Today's scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. And I just want to say this. If you haven't subscribed, liked, shared, or commented on these videos, I want to encourage you to be a part of that because that helps us with the algorithm to move this on and reach more people in Washington State. So 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 5, it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel." Notice that right there. It says, he's going to tell us the gospel message. Now, there's many in the public square today who talk about the gospel, and they talk about it in such a way that it's very abstract. It's the social gospel, or it's the justice gospel, or it's all these things. The gospel of Jesus Christ is incredibly important to the worldview that we hold on policy, the worldview we hold on the public square, and how we are to interact. So I make known to you the gospel which I preached to you. So it's the same gospel which he preached, which also the Corinthians had received, and which also they stand. So he's saying, you're in this gospel, you've received this gospel, and then he tells us, he says, by which also you are saved. So the gospel message of Jesus Christ is the only thing that will save you. If you hold fast the word which I preached, unless you believed in vain. So as we enter into our workplace today, we don't want to have vain belief. We want to hold and bring the gospel with us through Jesus Christ in our hearts and our minds. And so we're going to see what that gospel is. For I deliver to you first of all that which I received. So this gospel, he delivered to them what he also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. Now, when Paul is writing this to the Corinthian church, according to the scriptures means the Old Testament. So we should find the death of the Messiah in the Old Testament, which if you go through the book of Isaiah and you go through different books in the Old Testament, you're going to see it, some of the Psalms, you're going to see the death of the Savior, the Messiah. And he says that Christ died for our sins. If you believe that people are inherently good, you're going to view life and policy as different. If you understand that we are inherently sinful or of the flesh, and that only Jesus Christ is good and makes us good through the Holy Spirit, then you're going to have an incredibly different outlook on the world. This is why we have separated, divided power within government, because we have a tendency as human beings to sin against each other. Why? Because we're sinful by nature. So according to that, he died for our sins, and so he's our Messiah. He paid the price for the sins that we have, that he was buried. And some people say, what is the idea of burial? Well, burial is the evidence that you're dead. So Jesus gave the scriptural and he gave the tangible evidence that he was 110% dead. And so they buried him. And that he rose again on the third day according to scriptures. You see, that's our second according to scripture. And so we should be able to find the resurrection in the Old Testament. So things like Jonah and the gigantic fish, you know, he died in essence, and then he was spit out, resurrected, and appeared. We can go through a lot of the Levitical law and look at different areas where it was death and resurrection, whether that be the scapegoat or other things where the two birds, if you were poor, that one was died, the blood of that bird was placed in the other bird, and that bird was sent out, resurrection. So he gives us the gospel. He says that is that he was buried and that he rose again on the third day. The resurrection is incredibly important. This means that when you're in the public square today, you need to walk differently than other people do. In other words, you need to walk in integrity, honesty, maturity. You need to allow the power of the Holy Spirit to guide you through the Word of God today in a very practical way in the public square. And that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12, and it says that he was seen by more than 500. What is the seen part or appearance part? It's the evidence that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So we have all the tangible evidence of burial and appearance. We have all the applicational areas of the gospel of death and resurrection. This is the gospel message. Now, how do we apply that in the public square today? Well, when you walk in, when you speak truth to somebody, are you going to do it in a different way? In other words, the world would return evil for evil and insult for insult, but you, because you are gospel-centered follower of Christ are going to do it in a way that's very clear, but very loving, out of love for that person. And people can sense that, whether you love them or hate them. And so I want to encourage you, be a person that God has called you to speak truth, to power, to speak truth to those around you. And yet how you do that is incredibly important. So 1 Corinthians 15, 1-5, it's one of my favorite portions of scripture because it lays out terminology that is thrown around the church so much. And I'm trying to give you some practical examples of how to live that out daily. So again, if you haven't subscribed, shared, liked, or commented, I want to encourage you to do that. That really helps the algorithms cause this channel to grow, and we can reach more Washingtonians as we go. Also want to encourage you, if you haven't shared these with your pastor, please do that as well, or your elders. We need to get the whole movement going where the Word of God and the change heart equals change policy really takes place. So go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.